Somebody said it's a great life if you don't panic.
If you don't panic.
Amen.
The offering this morning, by the way, I think everybody knows this, but the offering is for a preacher. So give extra, bonus. He's worthy of it. And he'll have to buy my dinner sometime after a while, and he'll need a little extra change. Amen.
Obey him, please. Amen. Praise God. Good to be here this morning. Been looking forward to coming. Amen. What a wonderful last day we're living, serving God.
Yes.
Amen. Appreciate Brother Randy and his love for God, his ministry, and I always enjoy hearing him preach when I have the opportunity and preaching with him. And it's just good, amen, to be here. I preached the camp meeting up there at Brother Pasquarello's on Thursday. And I told him, I said, now, if I say anything off the cuff, it's because I got Joey Height's tie on.
Yeah, there you go.
Then I said, if I say anything crazy, I've got his shirt on.
Yeah,
then I said, if I preach real good, I got his jacket on.
Uh-huh.
So he left me a lot of his clothes. And I may have some on now. I don't even know. But my wife knows. But anyway, praise God. I sure miss him, I'm telling you.
Yes, we do.
And he was a great friend. And we had a wonderful time preaching. He started preaching 2 months after he's with me. I got him for singing. Believe it or not, he used to sing before he got his preaching voice all tore up. But played an electric accordion, electric piano, saxophone. We carried all that stuff. PA system, and had to get a little trailer pulled behind us to put all of his stuff in and all of our clothes. And when we bought this trailer off of a little girl singing group in Tennessee, and they were called the Harmonettes, and that's what was on the side of the trailer. And I want to tell you, it didn't take us but the next week to paint that. We got that trailer, and then we put all of our stuff in it. We were so glad. It was yellow with black lettering, Harmonettes. Here we're going down the interstate, and here comes these four girls, and they were attractive, and they looked like they were Pentecostal, and ended up being that. But anyway, we was waving at them, and they was laughing and waving, and we thought, man, you know. But they was looking at the Harmonettes. That's what they was laughing at. So we got that done and painted quickly. But anyway, praise God. It's wonderful to be here. Somebody said, oh, isn't it great? Evangelists, they got it made. Vacation all the time. I've had 9 different rigs, trailers, motorhomes, over the years, started in 1973 full-time, amen. And some people, they really think it's vacation, amen. We went to one church, and we ate every day in the old folks' home because he got it for 75 cents a plate, the pastor.
Yeah.
Vacation. You ever ate there?
Yeah.
Amen. We got food brought in one time, and it was, I'll tell you the truth, it was blue meatloaf, blue, and it smelled like it was gangrene. I took it out of the trailer as soon as they left, and I took it and took a shovel to into the property of that church property and buried it. I didn't want a dog to eat it. Amen. Vacation, praise God. I was at one church, and they... pastor preached every night that the move of God came, which was only 2 nights. So I had to drag out the other 5. But man, and when he got done, he turned around. I'm sorry, I just couldn't help it. Amen. Vacation. Praise God. And, you know, that people says, well, you know, we got to help the preacher. You know, he's got to put fuel in there. And you know what? There's so many more things. But you know what? All of that is not what I'm saying. It is not complaint. I love evangelizing. I better. I've done it 45 years. I'm not complaining at all. It's just facts. I send a text every time the Lord works it out somehow, January and February. I'm always in Florida. And anyway, I always send some text up north to my preacher friends, 95 degrees. That's all I put. They'll text back in, 32 or below zero. So this one preacher friend of mine, he wrote back, text back, I'm in a nice warm house with a fireplace going. I text back, and you also have deacons. I don't. 5 minutes later, nothing from him. So I just put well with a question mark. He come back speechless. Amen. But anyway, hey, we enjoy doing what we do, and we're thankful for the offering this morning. May God bless you. How many is going to help me preach? Amen. I can preach with or without amens. I have pastored a little bit. Amen. You don't always get amen when you pastor. But praise God. Appreciate my wife. We met right here in this state. She's from Virginia. Amen. And we got married. I was 21. She was 17. Amen. I don't recommend that age these days. Back then it was all right. But these days, young people's not ready at 20. Sometimes 23, they're not ready. And they jump into it and they're in trouble. But anyway, I appreciate my great wife. Helped me so many times. Amen. All right. In the Word of God, Exodus. Appreciate the young lady here, missionary. Amen. So much. Praise God. I went on one evangelistic missionary journey to Haiti. Got dysentery, sicker than a dog. Come back and got off the plane in Miami and kissed the floor. The airport runway. Amen. I haven't been back again, but I do support it. Amen. I found out I wasn't a missionary evangelist. I'm an American evangelist. Amen. And so anyway, I do appreciate these people that work for God in these foreign countries so much. Amen. And your support for them too. All right. Exodus chapter 32. I won't hold you long. Like Henry VIII told his 8 wives. Amen. But you help me, all right? Exodus chapter 32, verse 31. Exodus 32, 31. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Oh, this people have sinned, a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. You remember the golden calf? Moses said, Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, then there's a slash there or a whatever. He stopped. And if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. Have you ever put both feet in your mouth? He just did it right there. Moses said, if you're going to kill them, you just might as well kill me. Oh, my. When you realize you got a soul, you won't say that. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, doesn't finish the verse, let me, Moses, if you're going to forgive them, okay, but, and if you're not going to forgive them, take my name out of the book of life. If they're not going to be saved, then I'm not going to be saved. No, 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 no. Moses, you just proved you was a human being right there. Amen. Everybody has a soul. It's going to live on somewhere. And there's only two locations. There is eternal hell or eternal life with Jesus Christ. Moses says, my salvation is determined on their salvation. Amen. It's not that way with me this morning. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful God, never failing, always been there. Understanding that you are mighty and high and lifted up, would you save today, minister to the needs. Help this not to be a message or a sermon, but to be a message. Speak to me, Lord, in your name we pray. Amen. I love everybody here. I love everybody everywhere I've ever preached. I love every sinner I've ever met. I even love the souls of my sister-in-laws. Say amen. But I'm not going to go to hell for nobody. Amen. I'm going to heaven if my wife doesn't go, as much as I love her and would give anything and would replace her if she was dying, would take a shot if she was shot at. I love my wife. I love my son. Amen. But I'm going to go to hell if he does. No. I'm going to go to hell if my wife. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go to heaven if neither one of them goes and they go the other way. I've settled the issue. When the trumpet sounds and I'm alive, I'm going on the first load. Amen. I'm going to go when the dead in Christ shall rise. I'm going to be prepared to go. I'm going to. I may lose my truck in this life. I may lose my trailer in this life. Those things could happen. Amen. But if everything doesn't go my way, amen, if my prayers are not all answered and I lose everything that I've got and people turn their back on me, my mind is already made up and my heart is made up. I'm not going to hell. Can you say amen? My soul is saved this morning. Praise God. My life is God's. My energy, amen, is going for God. I got in this until death do us part. You can have my health, but not my soul. You can have what money I've got, but not my soul. You can have my friends, but not my soul. Moses, I'll face the Red Sea with you, boy. Moses, I'll go across on basin soil with congealed water on both sides like a big fish aquarium. Praise God. Moses, I'll dance. Amen. On the other side with tambourines, I'll pull my shoes off. Amen. I'll go to the burning bush, but I'm not going to dance with the golden calf crowd. I ain't going to do it. It'll send me to hell. I'll burn forever. Amen. David, amen, I'll follow you to the brook. I'll pick up the stones. I'll help you kill Goliath. I'll go against the Philistines. Amen. But listen, David, I'm not selling my soul out. I'm not hooking up with Bathsheba. I'm not demising the death of her husband. I'm not going to do it. It's my soul we're talking about. Hollywood, won't help your soul, the political correct crowd. They're not going to be concerned about your soul. The TV host and the radio host and the media, they're not going to deal about your salvation. Amen. I don't want heaven's eraser to blot out my name that's been placed there by the precious blood as the Lamb of God. There is nothing worth going to hell for. There is nobody worth going to hell for. There is not one thing worth going to hell for. There is nothing in life more important than your soul. Oh my. No voice in this world will tell you that. They'll not tell you Hollywood is about pleasure and money. They're not going to tell you the beer industry and liquor is all about getting high. And the advertising, amen, companies is all about prosperity, amen, and possessions and self-image is about their own popularity in the social life, amen. They don't care about you, but what matters is your soul. What matters is where you're going to spend eternity. What matters if you miss hell or not. What matters if you take your family with you. Amen. Praise God. The soul is more valuable than all the rubies. Amen. And the priceless things of diamonds and all you can gather and all you're getting. Amen. The soul. The soul that you have is one and only irreplaceable possession you have. You cannot ever get another one. It is one shot. There is no way to trade it off for a new one. Don't let the devil have it. Don't allow the world to invest into it. Do not let friends turn it away from God. Don't allow popularity to sway that soul. It will live on. It cannot die. Amen. It's not for sale. It's not to be negotiated or traded. Amen. Don't tamper and tent the soul that God gave you. Only one life so soon will be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Someday God's going to ask every one of us, what did you do with that one solitary life I gave you? When God made everything, he only put a living soul in man. The sun ball shooting 158 miles of fire out, amen, has no soul. The stars that twinkle at night has no soul. The body of water created has no soul. The animals, all dogs don't go to heaven, I want to tell you. Amen. I had a poodle dog that lived to be 19 years old. When the trumpet sounds in Loosedale, Mississippi, in the church cemetery where they let us bury that dog, it's not going to come out of that grave. But every person that ever lived on this planet, it's gonna happen. And where are you gonna be a million years from now? Where are you gonna be 100 years from now? Amen. There's people in hell right now that may be calling out your name because you didn't win them, and they were around you and they worked with you and they went to church with you and they backslid, but you never darkened their door again. You gave up on them. And in hell, amen, your name is bouncing off the corridors of that place called eternal damnation because you missed that one. There is a hell and souls are there and they're crying out, lost. Oh my. Hell's in the heart of the earth. They've put microphones miles and miles down in hole. And they recorded screams. Could have been a host. I don't know, but I know this much. It's happening. Can't get out. Imagine the claw marks in hell. They're clawing their way to try to get out. And by the time that they think they're almost at the top where the earth evolves, so they're just back down again, trying to get out. Oh, your lost loved one, people you've loved and known in hell. Oh, biology will try to tell you we all came from a source. A molecule racing so fast together, falling into the water. Amen. Becoming a tadpole, getting legs, and becoming a frog, jumping high. Jumping so high, landed in a tree. Grew a tail, swung out from there, and became man, a lie out of hell. Amen. Their souls right now. Amen. Pleading the blood, but it won't work. We're searching for water, but cannot find it. My God. People we love are gone. They're lost. Their soul lost forever. Some people makes it back before they actually get there. Young girl from Detroit, Michigan, called a preacher who had held revival 7 years ago in her church when she was 14. And he told her, said, if you don't get saved, you're going to meet hell. You're going to be lost forever. Amen. 7 years ago now, she's 21 years old and she's trying to hunt him down and finally gets a hold of him and his wife at least 1,200 miles away in revival. And she calls him, said, I've got to be in another one of your revivals. Amen. You told me that I was going to be lost. She says, I am. I'm lost. She's a prostitute living on the street. $3,000 a month is what it cost her for her dope trouble problem. Lost a finger, had to have it removed. Gangrene, an ugly needle. Had a 2-year-old child at a wedlock and so high on drugs the day of its death, of its funeral, the social services had to take over. Her and her live-in were too high to even show up at that funeral. She's now 6 months with child. Got AIDS and only has a year to live. And she told the preacher, I've got to get in another one of your services. Sold her body for a week to get enough money to make the trip to where he was at, him and his wife, in revival. Showed up on Monday, prayed Monday night. Nothing happened. Tuesday night, prayed tears, but no salvation. Thursday, finally Friday night, hit the rock, got delivered, saved. Pastor asked her to say something. She stood up, still crying. She said, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that flow, lose all their guilty stains. Oh my, there's one hell didn't get. There's one that the demons of hell and the soul did not get. I'm not giving my soul to this world. I'm not giving my soul to this society. I'm not giving my soul to this liberal church age. I'm not giving my soul to the devil. My soul and my nature is not going on the auction block. Oh, Makashakaba. I said my soul is not going to be available for every devil to steal and take it away from me. I'm glad I dipped myself in the blood of Jesus Christ and got saved at the age of 13. Can you say amen? Israel was waiting on Moses to return from the Mount Sinai. When he delayed, they called on Aaron to make them a god, and Moses gets there, the party's going on. The golden calf is there. Amen. And it's a horrible thing. Listen to me. I would that no one be lost. I would that no one go to a devil's hell. But I'm not going to hell if my relatives go to hell. I'm not going to go to hell if all of my neighbors go to hell. I'm not going to hell if all the 8.3 million people in the state of Virginia goes to hell. I'm not going to go to that route. Amen. And with that crowd, if the 326 million in America go, amen, if the 7.8 billion in the world go, I'm not going to do it. My mind's made up. My foot's on the rock. I've got my face like a flint to Calvary. Amen. I got him this till the end. Some people, that's one girlfriend problem caused them to be lost forever. Sometimes it's a boyfriend that they trade their soul for and lose out. Amen. It's bankruptcy that takes them down. Their pride and their ego is killed and they lose it. A bad deal and they lose it. A crazy mother-in-law and they won't live for God. Amen. An unsaved companion they trade their soul for. Satan wants your soul. Your soul is forever. Your soul will live on. Young preacher asked an older preacher, said, "Describe to me eternity. Define it." He told the younger preacher, said, "Take a steel ball the size of a basketball. Then expand it the size of the world, which is 8,000 miles across." He said, "Allow a moth to fly by and just let its wing brush the side of that steel ball. Every 100 years, come back again and do it." So by the time that ball is completely gone, he said, eternity will not even have started. Now listen, that's great news if you're going to heaven. That's great news if your mind's made up and your foot's on the rock. Oh, but if you come to church on Sunday morning and you're just a Sunday morning saint and you rarely come on Sunday night or Wednesday and you're just coming along to get along, and on Monday you could be in a bar somewhere, amen, and all of a sudden the catching of the Lord coming of his church is on Tuesday. It's a scary story about that steel ball. Amen. Make your mind up. Get your heart in tune. It's time to get serious. Praise God. Whatever endangers your soul, it must be shunned. It must be pushed away. Get rid of anything that puts your soul, amen, and your life at risk. Remove whatever on that iPad. If you're crossing the red flag, get it out of your life. Don't listen to that music. Amen.
man. There's a God, and there's a place called a hell. Get out of the closet and stop going to the places you don't need to be going. You're sneaking around, and you're doing things you shouldn't do.
Missouri and Tennessee went together in the multi-state lottery deal Powerball. It's wrong to gamble. It's not right. It's not honoring. But it was $190 million that a man won. And he had to take that ticket to Jefferson City, Missouri, the state headquarters of the lottery, driving a 1978 truck with the ticket in his hand, excited, holding it out the window as he went down the road 70 miles an hour with just his index finger and his thumb on it. Now, that wasn't true right there. No, he didn't do that. That ticket was irreplaceable. You can't spend one penny of that in hell gambling with your soul. You know what that man did when he won that lottery? He put that ticket inside a briefcase. He put handcuffs on that briefcase and then put the other end on his wrist. He super glued that briefcase to his side. The windows of his truck were rolled up. The air conditioning was on. The radio was off. The phone was off. He drove 45 miles an hour. He watched for every other car. He didn't text nobody. Boy, I'd like to follow him everywhere. You ever see him text and the light turns green? Man, I can't wait to blow that horn. Whoa. Somebody told that man that did all of that about that lottery ticket. They said, you don't have to do all of that. He said, you don't have what I've got. Hey, man. So when voices out of hell try to tell you, you don't have to stop going there. You don't have to pay your tithes regularly. You don't have to be faithful. You can tell them, hey, you don't know. Hey, man, the treasure that I've got. You don't know what's in my soul. You don't know really what I'm missing and what you're going to be end up hitting. I'm not going to risk the loss of my soul over real estate, over a companion, over a relationship, over a job, over money. If Jesus came right now, would you be going to heaven? If an accident happened before you got to Shoney's, hey man, where would your soul be? Don't mess around with God. Don't hang your soul out the window like a lottery ticket. Don't play games with your destiny. We're talking about life in eternity. We're talking about, do you owe anybody money right now and you're way behind on paying it back what you promised? We're talking about, have you cheated anybody and having knowledge of it and not making it right? We're about, have you got a habit that is questionable and every time you do it, boop, 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 that right there is a lot more spiritual than you are. Every second brings us closer to the judgment. Time. Oh, Jeremiah. You can't change it. You can't stop it. You can't bank it. You can't reverse it. You can't back it up. Your mother could be the sweetest person in the world and your best friend, but your mother does not determine where your soul goes. Amen. Your mother, she's going to excuse you and make you feel all right sometimes about things that really ain't right. Amen. But she's not the keeper of the clock on your life. Amen. Some folks needs more than a little dose of medicine and a vacation to the Smokies and a time off and a little night's sleep. How is your relationship with Jesus Christ? Where will your soul be a million years from now? It's going to take more than a better life insurance. It's going to take more than a bigger bank account and another investment. The banker's not concerned about your soul. The president does not check your soul. The doctor, Phil, and Oprah, and that crowd, they're not going to discuss your soul. Time is perishable, but the soul lives on. Time slips steadily away minute by minute, but the soul lives on. Nobody can adjust it. You can't press a key and click it and delete it. It don't work like that. The normal person works 2,340 hours in a year. They eat 1,095 hours in a year. Sleep 2,920 hours in a year. They bathe 550. They have idle time of entertainment of 1,250 hours. And you're only in church if you're faithful 350 hours. Your day timer, your schedule, your agenda can be your greatest enemy. 168 hours in a week. How much time have you give your God? There's never a right time to do a wrong thing. There's never a right time to do your own thing. There's never a right time to be unfaithful to God. Let me tell you something about faithfulness. Two words, faith and full. When you're not faithful to the house of God, you're not faithful to your companion either. I'll take that and put my hand on the Bible about that. Somewhere you got issues. I'm talking about your soul. This message is your friend this morning. Amen. Your soul is at stake. All this time we use will run out, and the soul races on. May we be revival conscience, soul conscience, eternity conscience, hell conscience. Are we leaving the altar too early? Are we aware of the times, but not alarmed at the times? Oh, God. How many souls are going to go to hell? I'm going to tell you exactly how many souls are going to go to hell. You ready? Everyone that we don't win, everyone that we don't reach. Help me with a song here. Fixing to close. Preacher went to his barber shop like he always does every few weeks. He got there, and when he did, his barber was out of town. So the receptionist told him, said, "We've got a new girl. She's young. She's good." He said, "I'll have to take her. I've got to get a haircut today." He sat down, and in a few moments, she stepped out into that aisle, seen him sitting there in the lobby. Said, "Sir, you're next." He looked at her. She had spiked hair, and each spike was spray painted a different color. She had a plaid shirt on and polka dotted pants, two different color of socks, and two different types of shoes. He thought, "Man, I'm gonna sleep through this one." He sat down, and as soon as he sat down, she said, "Where do you work?" He said, "Well, I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor." She said, "I bought a Bible 2 weeks ago." He said, "You bought a Bible?" She said, "Yes." She said, "But I'm having such a hard time reading it." Said, "All those names there in Matthew." Said, "I can't even hardly pronounce them." He said, "What made you buy a Bible?" She had enough metal on, if she'd have walked into a reckoning yard, she would have been caught up. I mean, you know how they look. She said, "Well, I bought a Bible 2 weeks ago because somebody gave my mother, who's a cocaine addict, and my uncle, he lives with us, and he's a helpless cocaine addict." Said, "And they gave us this Christian movie to watch called Left Behind. And said, we all decided to sit in the den and watch it. And said, we sat down there and we watched that. And we all three wept and cried. And wept and cried. Said, and we realized we don't want to go to hell. We don't want to be lost." And by this time, all the other barbers have stopped cutting and they're crying. And all the people getting their hair cut, they're crying. When she got done, that preacher stood up and he had been crying. He said, "Ma'am, if you'll bring your Bible Monday and meet me out there on that park bench, I'll help you read that Bible." 3 more souls that hell didn't get. Play softly. 3 souls. When people get to hell, demons get in their face and laugh. "I got you here." Can you imagine this? Can you imagine going to hell, backsliding out of this church, giving up your life for the Lord out of this church because somebody hurt your feelings, because somebody sung your song, because somebody preached and you thought they was preaching at you, so you quit church and you started going to the world and you gave up and you went to hell, and somebody comes up to you and says, "Who'd you murder? Who
did you molest? And you'll say, nobody. What are you doing here?
Somebody hurt my feelings in the church at Keene Mountain.
That's the only reason you're here. Oh, they'll laugh in your face. The soul.
The epitaph on my grave stone's already been noted. There's nothing worth going to hell for. Nobody, not anything. Every head bowed, sang softly for me. Oh, God. I got a brother heading to hell as we speak. Used to play the organ in church, whole family saved. Divorced now. 10 years, hair down below his shoulder, hermit, computer freak, movie freak. So sad. I just seen him 2 weeks ago. Lives in Ohio. So sad. Once had the touch, once Sunday school superintendent, played the organ in church. Raised right, living wrong. What about you today? You're not right with God. What about you today? Let's say you are saved, but you're really fighting issues, temptations, things that has a hold of you. Hundred and 132 people die every minute around the world lost and go to hell. 132 a minute. That means if there was a conveyor belt open to the mouth and the gates of hell, and you could see it standing off at a distance, there'd be two people side by side, and right at the ankles of the one in front of them is two heads. You can't see between the bodies. Continual bodies lost. Nonstop. Hell. Hey, your niece, your nephew, your son, your daughter, your companion, your mom, your dad. People we love lost. Soul. The soul. What about you right now? Would you come to this altar? Just come on out of that pew and down this aisle. I don't care if you've been down here 40 times. I don't care if you've repented 50 times. Make it 51. You may stick this time. What about you right now? You'd like to come to this altar and pray and say, Lord, don't let me lose it. God, don't let me be lost. What about you right now? Come on. Say, Lord, take me. I'm waiting on you. Few moments. Oh, sing it. Right out.
More than anything.
Come on.
In my life.
Don't walk out of this church under the conviction of this message. And try to think you're going to be okay. The devil's got your name. And he's got your tag. He's after you. Don't lose it all. Come on, pray. Who'll do it? Who'll slip out? Who'll slip out? Admitting you're not where you need to be with God. Oh, come on. Let Jesus stir your soul. Oh, God. All right, I'm going to ask one more thing here. You are saved. You are a Christian. But you are really being tempted if you will just please make this a trip down this altar without worrying about what people think and just really wanting the help of God. Let him help you today. How about you sing it for me? How about you? You're struggling. Yeah. Anybody else? You're struggling. You've got things on you. Yes. The devil trying to take you out. But you're coming to this altar and you're saying, I'm not giving up. You're coming to the altar because you're saying, I'm not giving my soul over. I'm not for trade. I'm not for negotiation. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to live for God. Pray. Hallelujah. Come on, church, everybody. Come on, church, everybody. Let's pray with these. This is our family. This is our church family.